My talkers, thanks for hanging out with us today. And because Lori's not here, I'm going to say it. Happy Monday. We all know Lori hates it when people say happy Monday. So happy Monday to all you My Talkers. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got Stephanie Hansen in studio and Julia. So let's have some fun on the ride home.
Oh, you're so funny. That's so funny that you said that. Okay. All right. So tell me if... All right. So Katy Perry and...
Speaking of brunettes.
Yes, she went brunette.
She looks beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She really is.
She's gorgeous. So she is talking about the worst habit that her lover has.
I can tell you already his continual nakedness.
Well, that would be a little irritating if you're with someone who seems...
You know...
Okay.
This is okay. Ironic.
Okay, this is Pod calling the kettle
black. I was going to say, you don't...
Her husband never wears clothes.
No, he doesn't.
And I've sat next to him in our sauna at my cabin many times, and he's naked, and I'm just like pretending he's got clothes on.
Yeah, like between you and your husband, too.
We've seen him naked. Yeah.
Aren't
so
you a
many...
naked person, too, Julia?
I wear a bra and underwear.
Okay.
But I don't...
Walk around naked in the house.
I don't like to be completely naked. Okay. I need undies and a bra, but I don't need to be dressed all the time.
I need nothing.
I need underpants on.
I have a friend.
I need underpants.
Is getting into menopausal times.
Oh,
and
bless her heart.
Her entire life, she's worn flannel pants, flannel shirts, sweatshirts.
Those are all gone.
You know, all these things, because she had boys.
Uh-huh.
And she's kind of a larger-breasted gal.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm just dying at night. I'm like, well, what are you wearing?
Oh.
She's like, what do you mean, my pajamas? I'm like, what? Oh. Are you wearing, like, your flannel pajamas and your sweatshirts? I'm like, get yourself a tank top and a fan.
A fan? Sheets with the cooling element in
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and maybe cool you sheets. Sleep alone. Like, sometimes you need to just take a break.
Like, if I have on lycra pants, like workout pants or something, I will die.
Hot. Constricting.
Hot. You need a fan, and you need a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you and need an open window, and nobody hot next to you.
Right, exactly. Well, welcome to the joys of joying.
You know, Stephanie March has had a lot of sharing the joys of singleness with me, because it takes a while for you to get out of the divorce like
blues.
Cone.
Yeah,
we'll call it the cone of silence, like,
oh, yeah,
and then you're like. Wow, all of my friends that are married are like, oh, I have to go home and cook dinner. And she's like, I don't. I just have to go sit and eat a baked potato if I want.
And like have ice cream.
Yeah, or yogurt or whatever.
There are some really, when we get to Sex Monday, there's some kind of some things about, what do we call it before? Embracing or I'm choosing singleness or.
Oh, no, you were. What was it? It was.
Come on.
What? Oh, I remember
talking
about.
I know. What was it?
It was not, it was embracing your singledom.
It was.
Single by choice.
Single by choice. It's, well, whatever. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, you're dating yourself.
That was it. I was dating myself.
Yeah, you were.
I'm going to start dating myself again. I'm gonna cook for myself.
Heck yeah. Put yourself first.
Boy, I need my goal for this year is to go to a damn grocery store.
Really?
Oh, I can't think of anything worse.
Well, I did just actually tweet this because normally the grocery store is my happy place.
Oh.
And as of late, the last 2 years, it has felt like when I leave the grocery store, I need a Xanax.
Because of the cost?
It's so many things.
It's so expensive.
But don't take one before you go because you'll buy everything. It's not a good situation.
And do you spell it with a Z or an X? We're trying to play Wordle during the break.
X-A-N-A-X.
Okay, so back to bad habits. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. He goes crazy because he likes to floss so much. And she finds his flossing, you know, the flossing string like on the floor, on the counter, in the car.
That would bug me.
Yeah.
Kurt puts his in the, he flosses twice a day and he puts it in the soap tray in the shower. And then they kind of build up in there.
Okay,
and sometimes I reach
out.
In
but
and
that's
throw
fair
them
because
into the toilet.
Because you guys get the hair on the wall, too. So I feel like that's a fair trade.
Okay, the hair on the wall thing is Oh, I just got like creeped out. My daughter used to do that.
Lily has dark long hair though, doesn't
dark
she?
Dark long hair.
Yeah, they don't want it to go down the drain, so they like rub it on the wall.
I've never
instead.
Heard of this. What are you talking about?
Oh, they as it comes out as they wash. You should say it. Yeah, you go ahead. You yeah. I'm not the girl
Grant,
here.
You
I'm
sounded one, intimately familiar with
I'm the one
phenomenon.
That cleans it up a lot. I just don't
I
have it
never...
happen.
You don't want to like have your hair go down the drain because it becomes like a clog in the drain. So people with really long hair sometimes when they have like a hunk of it in their hand, they'll just like wipe it on the wall as like a placeholder.
Ever heard of this in my life? Oh, yeah. Gross.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And then I go in there and it's like, what can we spell out with all this hair?
Yeah,
on
it's just gross.
Okay, that is.
Sorry, Lily, love you.
She's a Sasquatch.
That is gross. No. I'm trying to think of other, like...
I'll tell you one that's gross.
All right.
This is really outing
if
him, but...
Has, if anyone wants to just complain.
Like, you're sitting and watching TV, and okay. you put your feet up on your coffee table, and, like, you see a little something, and you, like, reach over to pick it up, and it's a toenail.
Oh, the worst.
Okay, that is gross.
The
and like,
worst.
Why would you like? And I'll say like, well, I found your toenail on the coffee table. He's like, oh, I forgot to throw it in the garbage.
Okay,
that's you. Disgusting.
Yep, you're not alone. You're not alone.
I know people and their toenails.
Oh God.
Someone else, Holly said she's a hair hunker. What else are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before.
When you have really long hair and you shed,
I have
like
noticed
it's a lot.
I might, with the longer locks that I'm sporting these days, I have noticed that I have a little bit more hair, but not a substantial amount. It goes on my brush, not in my drain.
Yeah.
I never,
no,
yeah.
It gets in your drain, in your shower, on your
okay.
sweaters.
Oh.
It's everywhere.
Good Lord. That's so fun. I guess I never just... I haven't experienced this.
What do you not miss? Because you probably had a husband that had some habit that you're oh, thank God I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what I do miss. Because I thought of this the other day. Someone's, going out and starting the car when it's cold.
Oh, yeah. Those are all the kind things that happen once in a blue moon. So you're not missing much.
What don't I? Well, I just have complete freedom. If I don't want to eat, I don't have to eat. If I want to eat, I eat. If I want to watch something, I watch it. If I don't, I don't. I mean, I have lived alone for a very long time.
You're talking about the first 30 years of my life.
I'll tell you about something.
I mean, that was my life.
Kurt and I just had this happen where I go to bed and then he comes in like 20 minutes later and then he'll turn on like 30 Rock or Seinfeld. He'll turn it off kind of low because I'm trying to sleep.
Yep.
But then he'll loudly laugh, like through the whole thing. And I was like, you have got, this is enough. Like, this is, if you want to stay up and watch, I don't care,
just
but you can't come to bed
room.
And right. then lay in bed and shake the bed laughing loudly and I'm awake. No, you can't do that.
I guess I haven't had a TV in my room in 8 years.
Oh, that's good.
So I have no,
that's nice too.
I mean, yeah. I have not. I go to bed, I go to bed.
I have a problem with my TV in my room. It keeps me up too late.
Yes, so, I'm a couch person. I don't, I stay on that.
You've always slept on the couch.
Oh, I love my couch.
Me too.
I'm getting a matching couch to match my couch. I just talked to Robin from Furniture Manor today about my matching couch to match my couch a year later.
So that you can each, if you have someone come over, you can each have your own couch.
Well, I already have two couches. That's my living room setup now is two couches facing each other. And, but now they're going to match.
Okay.
Because my room is just
kind of... You need to get a dog.
Well, then I have to go home.
That's been a conversation. You're right.
This has been my conversation. Then I have to go
home.
Don't
you have neighbors?
Yeah.
You got me. I'll watch your dog.
Okay. You live on the other side of the world.
That's true.
You really...
I am watching my friend's dog and it's a little Westie and he's real cute. And she goes, he'll probably like sit at the door for a couple days and be kind of sad.
Right.
And at first he wasn't. But then, like, as I'm not that active, I've been working all day just sitting in front of my computer.
Right.
So today I was looking at him and he was just looking at me like, where is she?
Please?
She just left me with you?
You do not know I need walks?
And I have him for 10 days.
Oh, that's a
long
time.
And my dog's 18, so she barely moves.
Right.
So there's not a lot of commitment required for her.
Exactly.
And this other little dog is like, we haven't left the house today.
Are you sick? Because there's something going on
and
here.
I can just let the door open and he goes
so
out.
Funny.
He's like, you're not coming out here with me? No, you go ahead. He is cute, though.
That is funny. I just, the dog thing, it always comes up. I mean, Bea Arthur was in today with her dog.
Oh, that was cool.
What does Bea have?
She has a Labrador.
Golden Doodle?
Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle. Oh, I like the doodles.
Quinny. Yeah. It's the cutest dog. Or yeah. Quinny.
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 Yeah, very cute. Cute.
A big one?
No, middle.
I would say medium size, probably yeah, like a small lab.
Small yeah. and medium smaller and large is now.
Yeah. Yeah, small lab.
My little sister got the little mini.
How about a Bernard Doodle?
Oh, Bernard.
That's what Rocco got.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, he got it last year. Cute. It's almost a year old, I think. What's the cutest thing?
How did I not see a picture of that? I'm going to have to shame him.
No, it's cute.
Bernard Doodles are real cute.
Real. I mean, all the blends you can get now, it's like getting a special coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put anything together and make it be beautiful and designer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the pound, though.
Are you going to get another one? See, I just...
Yes, but it is weird to think about because my dog is so old.
I know.
And there'll be a day, and then I'm like, yeah, I want another one, but... Like, I'm looking at this other little dog that, like, is requiring things of me, and I'm like, huh, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm tempted to do it.
My other dog does, like, sleeps for 18 hours a day. She doesn't need much.
Oh, no kidding. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, what do you got for us, honey?
Oh, well, let's talk about a docuseries that's going to be airing starting January 24th that promises to dish some dirt. It's called Secrets of Playboy. And this is a new A&E docuseries that promises to lift the lid on the dark underbelly of Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
Ooh.
How do you feel about
that,
though? I don't care.
I wish I cared.
But you don't.
You care? Lori?
Well... Wasn't A&E involved in like his whole thing with that same network with the girls?
The Girls Next Door.
Yeah,
that was E. So two different things.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So A&E is different than E. Which,
is this going to be like bad stuff about Hugh Hefner?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, giving you a little bit of some teasers for this docuseries, okay. Talking to an ex-girlfriend, her name's Sandra Theodore, saying that Hugh Hefner demanded group sex 5 nights a week, saying that you couldn't satisfy him and he wanted more and more and more. Now, the former director of Playboy Playmate Promotions, Mickey Garcia, is talking on the record, saying that being at the Playboy Mansion was cult-like. The women had been groomed and led to believe that they were part of this family. And some other things that were...
Does that surprise you guys at all? I mean, we knew he had the group sex because Girls Next Door told us that.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, he did talk about them like they were part of a family. But is that like grooming them? They're adults.
I know.
Well, he passed away in 2017. Okay. Thinking about he also some of the things, and I think that maybe we kind of knew this, that Hugh Hefner allegedly kept Quaaludes at the mansion.
Not good.
Not good.
Absolutely, not he good. Did. And so did every other man in the 70s, by the way.
Yeah. And so, you know, he, according to this docuseries, Hugh Hefner called them a, quote, necessary evil.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and so it's a reevaluation. And this is what we've been doing in culture, I would say, the past 3 or 4 years, at least, is looking at these figures in popular culture and reexamining them.
That right. was Bill Cosby's magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, it was.
Well, and Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby, very close friends.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Cosby would be at the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl, among other things. And so, you know, goodness knows what kind of relationship that Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby had with each other.
You know who else had a penchant for Quaaludes? Apparently Prince Andrew. Mm. Oh. And what's the Mr. Epstein?
Oh.
That was part of their bag of tricks.
Oh, gross.
Never have done a Quaalude, but someone that I know.
They were a big thing back in the 80s, I thought.
Yeah, and that women particularly liked them because that made their sexual experiences better.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well, if you want to learn more about the secrets of Playboy, they will be revealed starting January 24th over on A&E.
Okay. I'm still getting over Gwen Shamblatt, the weight loss lady.
All the way down over on HBO Max.
Yeah, I watched that. That just gave me the hives.
Yeah.
It was a cult.
A weight loss cult. Was that good?
No, it just made you feel bad.
All right, then I'm not watching it. Okay.
Yeah, just made you feel bad.
Okay.
Now, keeping in mind that The Way Down, so that's a docuseries over on HBO Max. It is just part one of that docuseries.
Yeah, because now the daughter is becoming the cult leader.
Yeah, you know, The Way Down, Gwen Chamblin, she was the founder of The Way Down Workshops and also the leader of something called the Remnant Fellowship in Tennessee. So if you want to go down that road, the cult road, you can go over to HBO Max.
All right, got it.
And watch that and be disturbed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to Kim Kardashian, who, according to exclusive sources over at People.com, is trying her best to ignore the drama between she and her ex, Kanye West.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's the mom. She just needs to keep her head down and let him. He's
always going to out of control. Drive her crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, this insider over at People.com says that it's a lot of drama right now and that Kim is trying her best to ignore it, although she doesn't want the kids to know what's going on, adding that it's all getting very complicated.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's denying access to him to come into the house on his own. You know, she doesn't want him to just run into the house when he wants to. I mean, typical things that happen.
Yeah, you gotta
separate and get divorced. She's creating boundaries and he doesn't like them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, couples, I think, that have these kinds of dealings when they are separating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also, you know, the other part of it, like, Kanye's having his own experience with his new girlfriend, Julia Fox, who seems more than willing to get candid and explicit about the ongoings on of their relationship, if that's what you want to call it. She was talking to Interview Magazine again over the weekend.
She's busy.
Yeah.
She's so thirsty.
Oh, she is so thirsty.
Wow.
Get her a Gatorade.
Get her something. Get a Powerade and a double IV pack.
Thank you. Where's the vitamin B12 shot for her bottom? Now, she's very excited about this journey that she's on, Julia Fox with Kanye West.
Oh,
she's calling
did she call it a journey?
She sure did.
Watched too many episodes of The Bachelor.
Well, I know.
Well, she said of her transformation.
Oh, dear.
After meeting Kanye a couple of days later, all of her stuff was in boxes. It was gone. It was so cathartic for her. She said, it wasn't like I was just packing up my old clothes. It was like I was packing up my old life. I was making that very conscious decision to really put everything in the box and to let go of the past. And that Julia Fox is utterly surrendering to this new process with herself and Kanye West.
So didn't he just take out all of her clothes and give her all of his? Or something.
He has to control everything. It. Yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Bye.
But she wanted us to know that she invited him to the dinner with Madonna.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because it was she and Madonna who were meeting. Now, the rumor has it that Madonna is interested in working with Julia Fox on this upcoming biopic that Madonna is writing about herself, directing about herself, and producing about herself.
Hmm.
So that...
I feel sad for Madonna.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Well, we have
time. Do you feel sad for her too, Julia?
Oh, it gives me anxiety to watch her try to be 26.
I can totally relate to that.
It gives me anxiety to watch her need to be relevant.
Yeah.
Someone who's had such an amazing body of work and done so much, she's got the world by the balls in that she has to feel in competition with 25-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
That to me, what an uneasy place for your stomach to be. I love getting older because I love the wisdom and the peace that comes with it.
Yeah.
Granted, I Botox the crap out of my face and everything, but I accept. I mean, just to try to be relevant at all times. Is so desperate.
Yeah, there's a difference between filling her up.
Yep.
And you know, Madonna, fascinating, her presence on social media and what she's trying to do. I can see, like, if you want to take the more esoteric art route with Madonna and what she's trying to do.
But painful.
Well, yeah, I'm painful. And you know, one wonders, what is it like to sit on that bottom?
Oh, that's my biggest thing. I want to know.
Her poor implants.
Her poor fanny. And what happened? Wouldn't you be hot? I think of how hot my head gets sometime in the summer just having my own scalp
on it. No, can I tell you about implants, Julia?
Because
I have them in my breasts.
Are they so hot?
They're cold. You cannot warm the implants with your own body heat.
So they're always cold. Okay, that is what a weird feeling.
When my husband touches, touch them because they're so cold. He'll be like, oh my gosh, they're freezing. Like, and you cannot warm them.
You think Madonna just carries a hot water bottle around with her?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Inside her butt.
Yeah.
Hand warmers on the cheeks.
Yeah, it's right. Like my grandma used to put one in her dachshund's bed. Yeah.
Remember the whole water bottle?
Like, that would keep you
like
hot.
If you showed it to a young person, what is this? They would be like, I have no clue. Is it a dog toy?
Well, that's the start. I mean, how about a maxi pad and the holder? My God.
Belt. Hey, look, if the hot water bottle was good enough for my grandma's dachshund, it's probably good enough for Madonna's butt.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Holly. Uh-huh. All right, Grant, is there anyone on the road? Yeah, is there anyone out there today?
Really, no. There is. Right? There's like three incidents on the road, and there is no traffic. All right, health class, let's join up around the teacher to get a little bit of sex education from the one and the only Julia.
All right, no promises, but I think I have something new.
Hey.
I think
in
I have.
In the sex department?
I think I. Well, I. Grant, you might know about this.
Okay, well, let's see.
And I'm sure Stephanie doesn't.
Oh, no. I'm the prudy of the. I'm practically a Steve Patterson prudy.
All right. Fair enough. But this is something that I didn't know was on the market. And so I feel like this is a public service announcement. Really? I saw.
Really?
No, seriously. Okay, so okay. Grant, write this one down for the community files.
All right.
Oh, great.
So have you heard of delay spray?
Oh, no.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, it's like a numbing type spray?
It does a little something with a little lidocaine. Oh. So here is the deal. Oh,
I need this when I sprain my ankle.
Or if you've got a quick trigger, you might need
it. It's for quick draw McGraw. Oh. It can lengthen the stay of the Johnson. So if you...
My husband's last name is Johnson.
All right. So you can last for up to 3 or 4 minutes longer.
Oh.
It will boost your performance, and it's for people with premature ejaculation problems.
Oh.
And so the research found out that these sprays have really work. They work, and they're what it is it's used to decrease the sensitivity on the male's penis, and it leads to a delay in the ejaculation during the sexual process. So it uses lidocaine.
Just
lidocaine, which is a numbing.
Oh, I know what it is, because they have these lidocaine patches, and I sprain my ankle all the time because it's loose. And I was in New Orleans, sprained my ankle, and this bartender brought me one. They're great.
Really? So I remember, like, before you get a shot of cortisone or something, they give you a shot of lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Or before you get Novocaine, they do lidocaine.
Yep.
So it's the pre-numbing numb.
That's right.
So, Grant, have you seen any of these sprays
Grant,
or anything?
Have you used this delay spray?
I am not a user, nor am I a buyer, have not seen them, but I am going to give it a try, possibly.
I mean, this is interesting. So it says that during this, you know, there is a whole, this isn't something that's just one person has the quick draw McGraw thing. It's one out of every three gentlemen suffer from this. And so what they said is this.
Who's suffering, the man or the woman?
Both. I'd say the woman. Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes you're just like, okay, I got things to do here, friend.
Right, exactly. But the man, I mean, it could lead to anxiety and performance anxiety.
Everything can.
Everything like that. So the delay cream, you can get it in a cream or a spray, but they say use the spray, and it only takes 15 minutes to start working.
Use the spray so you don't get it on your hands.
Well, right. Or exactly.
So you have numb hands.
Or if you get it somewhere else on someone else.
And then you're with the jalapeno pepper hands when you got to go to the bathroom, but you're numb.
Exactly. Exactly. And don't rub your eyes. So lidocaine lotion takes 30 minutes. The spray only takes 15.
Uh-huh.
And how to use the delay sprays. I mean, it gives me everything about how far to hold the bottle away, what to do, but it takes 10
There's
to 15.
There's so much prep required in older age or ejaculation problem sex. Like,
yes.
Who spends, tonight at 6:35, I'm going to take my blue pill.
I can't imagine.
And then at 6:45, mm-hmm. I'm going to prepare the delay spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6:50, we're going to start having, what do they call?
Relations.
Foreplay.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just so much.
No, I know. So I was I've never heard of this before. And I think of all the time I've spent, I've been dating for a long time. And I've been in some relationships, yes, but I've been dating a long time. I've never had a conversation about this. I've never had a conversation about the blue pill. I've never had a conversation about delay spray. I've never had any of these conversations. So when you think about thinking about the amount of tab, I just don't know.
Well, hold on to that piece of paper, because the more you date and the older you get, they delay might be spray. More I'm, necessary. Can I tell?
Well, they should have a hard spray then.
It's called Viagra.
Exactly. Or Cialis. Isn't that the other one?
Well, liquid form wouldn't be a bad idea. You might have stumbled on something pretty.
You could put it on a spray or a cream.
Like a banaca, you know, like a quick.
Yes. Right.
It'd
blast. Be a lot faster.
A little blast.
Might be faster.
15 minutes.
The skin, yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So.
And why don't we have these things for women? Do I even have to start?
Well, why do you want to delay climax spray?
We don't have anything for women.
There is so much more out there than you think.
Okay. You can have the estrogen ring. Big whoop. What's past that? Nothing. Nothing.
I
know. There's nothing. Keep going. I've already gone down this
train.
All right.
Maybe there's been some improvements in the last year or two. Maybe there are some
in the last year or two.
Well, I'm just thinking of your timeline. So I'm just thinking maybe in the last year or two.
Yes.
Things are coming far. Okay. Here's another new word. Oystering.
Ooh, that does not sound good.
Okay. Oystering is the idea of seeing the world as your oyster after a breakup.
Oh, that's a lot better than where I was going with it.
Soft, mollusky,
right. Research found that half of the people that have gone through a breakup feel very excited about the prospects of dating again.
This is before they're ruined.
What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, you get all excited and then you get on your first app and then you get on your second app and your third app. And it's the same people on the third app that were on the first app. And half of them are really married. Isn't this what this is like?
Well, I love how much everyone knows about this, but the person who's on the app.
Oh, I know. Not me.
So Lori always tells me what's going on. I'm like, really?
I know.
That's interesting. You've been married to my brother for how many years? And you don't have one app and you've never done this once. But really?
We are experts.
Yeah, everyone
absolutely.
Is.
She can't right click, but she does know how those dating apps
work. But the one thing. Oh, I deleted it. The one thing I will say is always a sign is if they're. For the catfishing type people, because it's a guy that's just too good looking.
Yep.
And then he'll send you a note, hey, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next note is...
Because that's how people talk when they first meet you from a photograph.
People say nice smile. I mean, people say nice things, but hey, beautiful. And then the next response would be, sorry, I've taken long time to respond. Not
the grammatically incorrect response.
And the minute that happens, you just know. I mean, I don't care if they're spelling they or they're wrong or something obvious things that you won't catch.
Or a typo because every text
Exactly. But clearly when they're doing the really hardcore, I just took my first English class. That is a catfish, people. Own it. It is a catfish. So oystering is just people who are just very excited. You know, those excited people.
I like oystering. I thought it was going to make me feel very uncomfortable.
No, and you would think so. And if you're sick of being single, there are new consciously single. That's the new term.
Thanks for asking. Consciously uncoupled.
Are you dating or anything? You know, I'm consciously single. Thanks for asking. Consciously uncoupled.
That is a nice response, kind of.
Because
then I don't feel like I am totally guilty of this. I want all of my single friends to be in relationships. I want them to be happy. And it like assumes that you can't be happy unless you're dating someone, which is absurd.
And everybody might have a bench that they can, you know, take some players on and off as needed, as required for, you know,
or yourself. Intimacy. You can just self-love. It's fine.
And really, sometimes it's like right now, who's got time? You know, and you don't want it always. You don't want it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how you go through this cycle.
Be freeing to not have to worry about someone else's needs.
Very much so. And I have expert tips to reignite your sex life if it's in a slump. And I know we're short on time, and I'm really having a hard time pronouncing my words. And I'm thinking, did you give me a Quaalude or something? Is that why I'm so... Is that what's happening?
Why you're so relaxed?
Well played, Julia.
Something has happened to my tongue, and it's not oystering. I feel like I'm in a cartoon where you roll out the big huge
tongue. It was because you sprayed delay spray.
I am the delay spray.
You got the numb tongue.
Lidocaine.
You would get a numb mouth with it, I bet. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the headlines. All right, thanks, Grant.
No problem.
Jiggy with it. All right, so someone who's kind of, if you look at him, he seems like he's got crabby resting face. And that's John Cougar Mellencamp, and I love and I love bringing up the Johnny Cougar, because when I first met him.
First CD or record, whatever everything. You had, 8-track. His face, he was so cute.
He's got that look
of
just...
Ain't even done with the night.
Yes.
Hold tight. And I don't even know.
He said, if okay, I'm sure I can find it right.
I'll just keep singing.
All right.
I could play one of his songs while we're looking if we want.
No,
and
we have.
I ain't even done with the night.
Nice job.
Talked about, oh gosh, this is when I hate myself right now because I can't find any paperwork.
He smoked so much. Him and Meg Ryan had real smoker face. And I say that as someone who smoked because I did. And it's been a long time. But
when did you quit? I mean, we quit so long ago.
I quit. So Ellie's what, 24? You know, I quit like probably 2 years before I had her.
Okay, and I quit when I was 17.
Smoking was the one thing
I loved.
You're telling me I loved
the feeling.
Me too.
If I knew I was going to die, I would strike him up right now.
You know what, Grant? I wouldn't, but my stepmom would too.
Yep.
Like, and the first cigarette I smoked, I fell down. And then I had three more.
That's why we did it when we were kids.
It was crazy.
And mine were always just leftover butts and furnaces at my friend's house.
And you dig them out of ashtrays in the car.
We dig them out of the furnace. Oh,
the parliaments, the pea funks.
Oh, the pea with the little triangular filter.
Why were they in the furnace?
Well, we'd smoke in the furnace. All right, we would go down there and blow the smoke in the furnace. Those old furnace where you open the door.
So it would go right out the...
Yeah. You know, when you'd sit in front of it in those gross furnace rooms. I mean, furnace basements used to be ugly back in the day.
Yeah, they really were.
And I just love it. But I have a family member who's smoking, and I listen to the...
Yep.
I don't like the taste of it anymore.
Oh, no, the smell, the taste.
The smell, I hate all of it.
I'd have to get over that.
Sometimes, though, when you're outside
but it just
and someone else is smoking.
I like the sound of it.
It, you know what it is? Like, why can't we have a fake cigarette that we can take a breath and exhale? It's all that breathing in feels very cathartic.
And you take longer. Maybe you take longer breaths.
You got to take breaks. Like, remember, you'd have to go out and smoke every 2 hours at your job.
Oh, that was the best excuse.
Yeah, you'd sit out.
We have a smoking bus.
You'd have the coffee clutch. Yeah, they do have the bus terminal.
I call that the shame section. Oh. Where like we used to be able to hide out in the back by the picnic table, mm-hmm. and then now they throw us right out in front, so everybody walking in can see us, and we just have to wave.
It's
like,
do you smoke?
I used to.
Okay.
I got back into it a little bit about a year ago, but I smoked for a long time.
Because you just said us, like,
yeah, I'd hang out with B. Arthur out there for about a year.
I know who goes out there. We know the smokers.
Yeah,
and you're right. You are. We know every single one of them.
You know every one of them now because we're right.
And then
there,
it's funny. Because you'll come to work and then you'll go do something and I had to come back and it was only like an hour later. I think this was when I was looking for a rapid test a couple weeks ago and I thought, oh my God, I've been exposed. And so I left work to go find stuff. Come back and the person is out there again. I thought, that person doesn't work very much.
15-minute break every hour.
Comes on, you know,
yeah, no, definitely was there. It's funny you talk about the running around trying to find a rapid test.
Oh, please.
If you just like at the end of all this and whenever it comes, I don't know when it'll be, but if we just think about the amount of time we spent
being scared,
worrying about masks, finding hand wipes,
judging others.
Oh, just a lot of wasted time.
Yep.
It's just
here's something that's happening starting this Wednesday, by the way. We know that the White House announced that each family gets up to 4 rapid tests for free per month,
mm-hmm.
each family member. So if you have 4 in your household, you can get 16, you know, whatever. So starting this Wednesday, there's going to be a website. I don't know what it is yet, but you could just Google it.
iCrashedTheUniverse.com.
Pretty much. You can get 4 at-home rapid tests, but it's going to take 7 to 12 days. So if you're planning out in advance and you want to get some. And also, it is your insurance company has to cover these now, too. So you don't have to pay for them because they're spendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was searching, too, like driving from Walgreens to Walgreens.
Right.
Yep.
So you're going to, private health insurance companies are now required to cover up the 8 at-home tests a month. However, Americans can, you know, you can get a reimbursement claim. So that's just something to be aware of, because everyone wants to be safe and have, we just learned someone else has COVID.
I wonder if they'll cover my rapid tests from like the last 2 years that were $120 a pop.
You want to know what I just saw on a testing site that I went to? If I wanted to get a test today, a PNR or a PCR.
PCR?
Yeah. $199.
I spent $199 to get one months ago, but
It's ridiculous.
It's covered by your insurance. You know that.
Yeah, except you have to fight with them to do the paperwork and on the phone. And it honestly, ain't nobody got time for that.
All right.
I was trying to, I had traveled a bunch.
You spent that much money?
Yes, because I traveled.
Minimum of $120 minimum.
I needed to come back to work. I needed to sit in the studio with Steph. Yeah, absolutely. I've done it twice. And I've done a ton of homes. But two PCRs that were needed in results in 24 hours. Yep.
Jeez. All right. Well, there's
I figure I haven't spent as much money. I haven't spent any money on gas, though. I mean,
that's true.
You know,
I
spend bar tabs.
I want a plug-in car.
Okay. I've bought more. I've still got bar tabs because I probably drank more at home than I would have in a bar, because I'm too cheap to spend it in a bar. But I'm like, here I am.
Didn't talk about the home tab. Yeah.
Right. Oh, and when you like, you're at the liquor store and you have like,
everyone knows your name,
cart, and it's like, oh, you're having a party.
Nope. This is just me bearing down for the next lockdown.
January isn't going that well.
Did you ever find anything out about Mr. Cougar at all?
I just threw it out.
I want to hear what we had about.
Basically, he was so crabby about Jack and Diane. Thank you.
Yeah.
So he was so crabby. He always detested playing it. He never liked it. And he said, until the last couple, 3 years, he was shocked to see the song connecting people 40 years after it was released. I watched a football game this past weekend and 80,000 people were singing the song at halftime. Can you imagine? I thought, crap. He said a different word. I thought, how do these bleeping people know this song? So he said, you know,
it's a great song.
It's a great song. But he hated it. And he said he lives a solitude, crabby life, smoking cigarettes. He doesn't pay attention to pop culture. Bruce Springsteen called him and said he just watched the Grammy. He said, what? They were on. And
Bruce Springsteen is still friends with him, and they do talk on the phone.
I know they do. We just talked about that earlier in some Dirt Alert or something.
Yeah.
So anyways, he likes it now because I went to his concert alone at the Axe or Civic Center back in the day because I loved him so much.
I would have gone with you had it been time.
I loved him. Remember when he was at the fair, like, what, 5 years ago? What a great concert that was.
Uh-huh.
I like him.
Yeah, me too.
Mellencamp and Bruce became friends all because of Sting. Sting brought them together.
Oh, really?
It was also funny.
Yeah.
I interviewed Sting.
And his tantric sex.
Remember? I interviewed him. He was going to do the show at the Ordway.
Yes.
And then it got canceled.
And that was supposedly really an interesting show.
Oh, yeah.
And it had good music.
It did. On a Sunday afternoon, I went down to the Ordway to interview him. And my friend Lisa.
I remember this.
Wanted to talk to him more. And so I let her. Who gets to talk to Sting? I do.
Lisa.
I know it. All right, everyone.
It was a blast. Have a good Monday.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Take it easy.
Job done. Off you go.